Okay, you're going to get him. Tell me when you want me to go back and read the little thing to go back on. Now, okay. This is Linda Hoffman, Chair of the Board of Nursing. We have returned from our deliberations for Heidi Palfreyman. It is now 12:32 and we'll be back on the record. Start the recording. Okay. Mr. Steed, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, thank you. The board deliberated and we had a compassionate discussion about situational circumstances for Heidi Palfreyman, and there we also had a discussion that many board members have known Heidi from when she started probation and have known her intent and the goodness of her being a nurse. And good thoughts from the board about her in that respect. We also noted that Heidi had commented about more testing, and we just wanted to make it known that she had said, you know, as a recommendation for herself, that there be more testing. We would leave that to the division for that. We didn't make further recommendation on that.
Sorry.
Hang on 1 second.
We got a little technical difficulty really quick.
First floor is calling me. Okay.
Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a noise interference.
Okay, let me, where did I end? Where would you like me to
start? Testing.
Okay. We had a compassionate discussion. We recognized Heidi for her intents as being a good nurse. And Heidi had talked to about a recommendation for her being tested more. The board did not make a recommendation about that, but you should note that that was one of the things she said could help her, and we leave that to the division's decision. With regard to the items of relief, with regard to failure to comply with the stipulation order, unanimously six board members were in agreement with that. With regard to B, failure to comply with the order and engaging in unprofessional conduct, six board members unanimously agreed with that. With regard to C and the imposition of disciplinary action, the board recommends a 3-year revocation of licensure that would be preceded by 1 year of testing and 6 to 3 months of fitness for duty, when a fitness for duty and a substance abuse evaluation would be done. Did I get that correct, board members? Okay, Mr. Steed, anything?
Just for sake of you know, for a legal document, I'd rather it be 6 or 3. Have we been doing 3 months for some of the others today?
We did.
I think 3 months.
Three.
Can we make it 3 months?
We did 3 for everybody. There was one case that there was one board member said to do it 6 months, and we went with the unanimous of, or the majority of the 3.
Yeah, with all the testing, I think the 3 months will work. Like I said, reads and minds can differ on that, but we'll have it, the orders have one or the other. So 3 months will be the order.
That's all the board has, unless you have more for us, and then I'll hand it back to Jeff for the next steps for Heidi.
Yeah, you would just wait till the
order gets created and reviewed by Director Steinigle, then you get notice of the next steps.
Okay.
So this time, Heidi, you can be excused.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Our next proceeding is at 1 o'clock. I suggest that we take a break until 11:55 and readjourn at that time. Is that okay with you, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
12:55.
Be back at 12:55, 5 minutes before one. Thank you, board members. Thank you for the support, Kelly.
Yes, of course.
Moving things in this room safely.
Oh, yeah.